This is part two of the success call with Liz and Mike McKee.
That 450 to 500 people, you feel that you can manage those just fine using your current manual system?
Yes.
Very good.
The funny thing about that, Mike, I am in the same boat that Lizzie is. I have a binder that I have day 1 through 35, the old system, and then a filing for, and I can see that growing, as you say, that challenge. So I guess somewhere along the line, maybe they'll teach an old dog like us new tricks, but it's working fine, and it's nice and fat, so it's manageable, I guess.
And it's working, and it's working. That's the key. So it sounds like this newsletter is your constant touch. You're going out every 2 weeks, 26 times a year, and then on top of that, you're making these phone calls 4 times a year. Those are your major touches that I'm hearing. Does that sound correct?
That is correct.
And that's resulted in half of your business last year. So it's functioning at this point. And the only question is, will it continue if you grow it out larger? Will it continue to work fine manually? I assume it will. You'll just need larger filing cabinets and 3-ring binders.
We'll have to negotiate larger office space in our next contract.
Right. I love anything that works. That's the key. Are you doing anything else with your past clients, your sphere of influence? Are you doing any client parties, anything else that you're trying to stay in front of them and in touch with them?
Well, you know, years ago, I used to do that. I would do it every other year because of the expense of it, because I would invite anybody and everybody. I know some people will have the client parties where they only invite the people for the year that they did business with or people that referred. My theory was never that way, so I would always do this gigantic seafood feast, which was very expensive, but at the house that I resided in at the time, it worked out very feasible to do it because we lived next to a church. We had a church parking lot. We had a nice level backyard, and we would hire the band and magician, and it was a lot of fun to do. Where we reside now, it's a little difficult. We have been discussing it, and it's coming back on the radar, but we haven't done so yet, but we have talked about it.
Liz, when you're making those 4 calls per year to your past clients, are you directly asking for business and referrals in the conversation, or is it more low-key?
Well, in the beginning, it's low-key, just checking in, how you doing, how's the family, how's everybody doing, the general conversation. And at the end, you know, I always say, you know, we have some openings. Do you know of anybody that is looking to buy or sell? Please keep us in mind. We'd love to help them, you know, discuss the areas that we're in, or a lot of times, depending who I'm making the call to, I might do a little research just to give them an update of what's going on in their neighborhood. And I usually do end the conversation of, who do you know, or is there someone out there that you think we could help?
Let's move on and talk about your expired withdrawn campaign. It sounded to me like around 24-25% of your business came from expireds and withdrawns last year. How are you doing that? What are you doing to get listings that have expired or withdrawn to start working with you? What's your campaign? What's your program?
Campaign, Mike, is that we go and door knock them. We go see them there at the door. If they're not home, we'll leave a little flyer. Mike, sorry that I missed you. We'd love to speak with you about getting your home back on the market and getting it sold, Mike, or whoever knocked that door. And then we'll follow up with phone calls, and or if there isn't a phone number, we'll even go knock again. That personal touch again, a little bit different. We've tried to build our business, Mike, that it seems like everybody that has gone after expiring and withdrawing are either emailing, if they have the ability to get the email, or phone calling them. And I just found that there's a completely different reception in person than there is on the phone. And that's been one of the keys to that program working and being as successful as it's been is literally going to the door and door night. It takes more time, takes some gas, but again, we've tried to build our business around doing things different than people are doing, and we can say that right from the beginning. We want to make a personal introduction rather than what everybody else is doing and trying to call you or whatever it may be.
How often, when you go to the door of an expired listing, is it answered? What percentage of the time?
I'd say 15 to 25, depending on the time, the day. I mean, it seems like there's some people that are never home. But yet, I know that they've done statistics, I guess, at any given time, there's 25 to 30% of the people are home, they say. But I found that probably 15 to 20-25%, depending on time of day and whether it's a weekend, whether it's an evening, whether it's during the day, and we'll even change up time of day that we go do it, that we'll swing by, whatever it may be. And once you get that program working, there's plenty of them out there to go around.
When they answer the door, do you hand them something? What do you say to them? Maybe you could walk us through a quick script.
Sure. Hi, Mike. Mike McKee from Coldwell Banker. I noticed that your house had expired, and I would love to apply for the job of getting it sold for you.
Oh, how did you know about that?
Oh, you probably saw that it's through the multiple listing. All of us realtors have the exact same information. As a matter of fact, I don't know, you've probably been inundated with phone calls recently. And I just wanted to make a personal introduction and give you an idea that we've been fortunate to be 30% ahead of the industry average since 2008 and getting our clients' listing sold. And I was just wondering, are you thinking about getting your home back on the market in the near future?
You know, we certainly have to sell. We're thinking about getting it back on the market. And you're right, boy, we've been getting a lot of phone calls. You know, we really don't know what we're going to do at this point.
Great. Well, I have a little piece here called a marketing piece, and it would just give you a little insight into exactly who we are, what we do, and why we've been so fortunate to be so far ahead of the industry average and getting our clients' listings sold. Love to obviously have you go through this. And if and when the timing is right, we'd love to have an opportunity to sit down and just share with you and your wife an idea of what we would do to get your home sold this time rather than just listed. As a matter of fact, I've got some time later this week, but Thursday evening or sometime over the weekend be better for you.
I'll have to get with my wife and find out, but this is sounding pretty interesting. You said you're selling the homes, 30% faster?
Exactly, 30% ahead of the industry average since 2008. And as a matter of fact, what is your phone number there? I know you're in the 610 area code here. It's 610?
Yes, 610-555-5555.
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much. And also, is there an email? Your email address is?
Sam@samisagreatguy.com.
Exactly. And one of the keys to that, Mike, that might help people, if you notice while asking the question, I'll look down. I have a clipboard with the marketing proposal that I'll carry with us, or a trifold, or the original piece that I had mentioned, just a flyer. So you have to have some data there to distinguish yourself from everybody. I don't think that the piece is as important as having the conversation and really leading people to where you'd want them to go to. And if they say, I'm not interested, the key then becomes just asking another question. I've been amazed at how many times people have told me no, but if you would have said to me no there, I'd say, gosh, Mike, it seems like this is a great neighborhood. Do you mind if I ask, how long have you lived here? They might answer that, and then before you know it, oh, do you have any kids? Yeah, we raised our kids. And then you're back into another conversation. You'd be amazed at how many times somebody has said no, and then by asking a couple additional questions, getting them to talk a little bit, it's 15 or 20 minutes later, and they're giving you their phone number and their email and saying, boy, I'd like to get together with you.
Do you have a list of questions or a script on your clipboard that you're using and referring to?
I don't. I've been doing it for quite some time, so I'm very comfortable with it. If there is somebody, we just had our team meeting this morning, and we have an open house scheduled for next week, and I'm going to take one of our new team members along for the neighborhood preview and teach her the scripts and obviously role play and see it in action. And I've done that with all the other agents in our team, and it takes that fear away, and we're able then to go back and role play on what they said and how they responded. And one of the things that you'll generally find when people haven't done it before, they'll go for the close too early rather than trying to develop some rapport. That's probably the biggest key there, is try to develop some rapport. A question like, seems like everybody in the neighborhood loves the neighborhood, with a nod of the head, the old body language, and you'd be amazed how many people start nodding their head, yes, they do, and how long have you lived here? And like I say, you're off into a conversation that somebody that's told you no is all of a sudden your best friend and sharing information with you and many times getting an appointment.
I would think that a lot of agents would be fearful about going to the door of an expired because they might be mad. Are the people that you're coming in contact with, are they mad?
They can be. It's interesting. We had just this week had to go pick up a report on a settlement we have, I believe it's this week. And believe it or not, it was with our agency. And when I knocked on the door, the fellow was very reluctant to talk to me. And I said, well, when you look at any company, it's kind of like Chevy. I mean, there's good Chevy dealerships and there's not so good Chevy dealerships. And I can tell you that we've been fortunate to do what we have done and would love to sit down with you. And when I picked this piece up from him, he said, you know, I had to tell you, that took a lot of guts after the agency wasn't able to sell the home that you've come back now and knocked on the door. But that's why you're here, because you did it. And I figured, my gosh, if this guy's willing to do this, he's probably doing some other things different that other people aren't doing also.
So you made yourself stand out by going to the door. As you said, everybody else was either making phone calls or sending direct mail. You're going to the door.
Exactly. As I said earlier, Mike, we're trying to do things different than everybody else. From the time that we meet them to our presentation being rehearsed in script, to the marketing material that we have. And then when we sit with somebody, whether it's a listing presentation, whether it's a buyer presentation, whatever it may be, we tell them that, and a lot of this from Joe Stump, great introduction to a listing presentation that he calls it the most important 7 minutes in show business, where he talks about consulting, negotiating, and overseeing. But one of the things that I got from his tapes was is that the one thing that we will do is never put our interest before your interest. We work for you. And I think that that's one of the things that many of us do, particularly early in the business, is we go for the close too early rather than trying to build rapport with people. As you talked about earlier, studying personality styles and really understanding people, and that our clients are our employers. We tell everyone, whether it's a buyer or a seller, our business is to exceed your expectations. And if you ever come in contact with anybody on our team, whether it's one of our agents, whether it's one of our administrative assistants, or it's a subcontractor that we've referred to you, please let us know, because we hold everybody to a higher standard on our team. And we want this to be such a great experience that you'll refer us to other people.
Well, Michael, as you've mentioned your team multiple times, let's talk about the team. Who's on your team?
What a great story. We have two young Joey Ferrell and Juliana Kahneman have joined together and put a team. Juliana is somebody that I think that you'll hear and see from. She's 22 years old, and her goal is to be one of the 30 under 30 on the Realtor magazine. And her and Joey have formed a team together. Joey just came full-time April of last year. And Juliana was actually one of our assistants that saw the business and saw how it's grown. She's been a tremendous asset from the marketing side of creating some of our marketing materials, and just loves and drinks and eats real estate. They have a goal this year of closing 70 sites, doing close to $20 million in business, and both of them have been in the business under a year and a half. They're client specialists. We're working with them on teaching them the listing presentation. We've actually partnered with them on some internet lead generation, where we're making an investment into that, and they're following up with those leads. We also have another client specialist that Lizzie trained in her old business, Laura Berger. She was in the business a few years back, got out of it for a little period of time, got back in, and her goal is to close 25 sides this year. Just started back up in September of this year. And then Donna Marconi is also a client specialist. I met her actually when I was in class for my real estate license in Delaware, and just started chatting and developed a relationship. Donna just got licensed April of last year of 2013, and she'll close 25 sides this year also herself. And then we have a settlement coordinator, Danielle Batts, and she was actually our first hire. It's probably one of the things that we feel that is very important, particularly if you're a new agent out there, to try to get some administrative help as soon as possible. One of the lines that I got from the Millionaire Real Estate Tapes was, if you don't have an assistant, you are an assistant. She was our first hire, and she's grown into being our settlement coordinator. She handles all of our settlements. And then we have Laura Howie, which is our listing coordinator. She just got licensed in Delaware, and her objective is to work herself out of a listing coordinating position into a full-time real estate agent. And then we also have a virtual assistant right now. So that kind of makes up the team.
What does the virtual assistant do?
Virtual assistant's been handling some of the listing paperwork to take some of the load off of Laura's plate, done some things freshening up our internet exposure. We'll work on withdrawing expires. We'll work on data entry into our database. Anything that Laura and Danielle can't handle, they're working with him on that.
You mentioned the first two client specialists, I think Juliana and Joey. You refer to them as a team. Are they a team within your team?
Yes, they've decided to form a team within a team. Joey's 28, Juliana's 22. We actually say they're like our kids. We've been very fortunate to have them we've been mentoring them, and their ultimate goal is to build a big real estate business, and we're doing everything that we can do to help them to do that.
We do want to retire someday, Mike. Got to leave it to the children.
Do you see them growing their team to the point where they take over many of the positions that you currently have on your team? Or do you see them growing their team and then branching out and creating their own team outside of your team?
The goal, and we've talked about it, is them taking over our business ultimately. We've got to leave it to somebody. And there's going to be a hell of a business there to leave it to.
Have you all just been talking about that, or do you have some kind of formal agreement?
We haven't sat down and done a formal agreement as of yet. I think as time goes on and everything matures, that would be the logical thing to do and make them comfortable, us comfortable. Our objective right now is to do whatever we possibly can do, and I know it's probably one of the hardest things that we all deal with in real estate, and is that somebody will leave or whatever it may be. We've been very open with anybody that is on our team that if you feel that that's where you'd like to go, just please give us 6 months to a year to make an exit plan. We'll do everything that we can do to help you to grow and build your business, but please just help us to plan for that. We'll never hold anybody back from chasing their dreams and goals, but let's do it in a professional and business manner and treat everybody the way that they'd like to be treated.
Do you use any type of formal written agreement between you and your team members?
We have, because we've made some investments into our team members in different capacities. And what's happened, Mike, is our business has grown very, very quickly. And we got to the point that we knew that we needed help, that we couldn't do this by ourselves or we'd be working nonstop. So we've been able to develop some relationships with them and put some things down in writing to make everybody comfortable.
You call the agents on your team client specialist rather than a buyer agent as an example. Why did you use the term client specialist?
The reason we did, Mike, is we want them not to be just buyer specialists. We feel that they have to also become proficient at listings if they're going to build a predictable and sustainable business. So we want our agents to be complete in all areas of the business. And we've made some lofty goals, and we know that we can't do it by ourselves. And if we all grow together, it gives us a better chance of staying together longer and having that relationship that I think that everybody would like to have in the real estate business.
Could you describe for us the compensation program you've structured for your client specialist?
Yes, we've actually sat down with each one of them individually, depending on what kind of investments we've made into them and where their individual situations are. And each one of them is on an individual basis.
Are you paying just commission in some kind of structure around that, or are you also paying some type of salary?
We've done both. It depends on the individuals and their situations.
Are you profitable?
We are. Like I said, we've made some investments into individuals. But one of the things that we've done, Mike, and the reason why we've been profitable is we've never asked anybody to do something that we haven't been willing to do. We still are out there every day listing and selling. So we feel that our job is to lead from in front and help everybody get to where they want to be. But we are very, very profitable. The interesting thing about our business is that it's been such a short period of time that we're actually wrapping our hands around each different aspect of the business. And as we get further and further into the business, we're getting very, very granular with each expense. So I monitor that like a hawk. It was a little bit of flying by the seat of our pants for the first year and a half, almost 2 years. But with the amount of business that we were doing, yes, we're very, very, very profitable. And our goal is to get it to the 65% rate before taxes, carrying 35%, as they talk about in the Millionaire Real Estate book. We're on track to make that happen here very, very shortly.
Last year in 2013, do you know what your net profit was as a percentage of your gross revenues?
Yes, just about 50%. And we feel that we can do better than that.
$10 comes in the top of your business, $5 comes out the bottom to you.
Correct, before taxes.
Do you all pay yourself a salary, or do you just take the profits at the end of the year?
That's a question that we've been working through with our accountant, and we're now taking a salary on a monthly basis.
How have you structured your operation? Are you a sole proprietor, an LLC, a corporation?
An LLC. The other thing that we've done, Mike, along the compensation area is that we've put bonus programs in position that we started at the beginning of the year to incent all of our salespeople based on X amount of sales. There's bonuses all the way through the year that will be paid out at the end of the year. We set up a bonus program based on settlements, and then we also incent our settlement coordinator and our listing coordinator based on closed transactions also. So everybody is incented to making the team grow, that it's, again, together everybody achieves more, that we're all working together. We will cross-pollinate with buyers if need be. We always tell everybody that it's not a question of if you need to take a day off, somebody else will cover you, because at some point you're going to need or you'll have something. But we've encouraged our agents also to hopefully be duly licensed in both states. And four of our agents are licensed in both states, so that helps. And ultimately, we'd like to again, have cross-pollination between those states, if at all possible, so everybody can help out.
You mentioned bonus incentives. Your administrative staff, I'm assuming that they'll get a certain dollar bonus for every closing that occurs. Is that correct?
That is correct. And then the other thing that we also did is we rented a property, since we had such a great year last year. We rented an oceanfront property down in New Jersey in July for 2 weeks, that everybody will be able to bring their family down for a week and enjoy the place.
That's great. A laid-back environment, no business pressure, right? Or are you going to turn that into some type of team retreat?
No, I think we're just going to hang out. The other person that will be there is our coach. He's come down. Jim Cabasco has been such an integral part of our success that he's coming down with his family, and he knows a lot of the people on our team because they've gone through boot camp that the Coldwell Banker provides for all the new agents. And he actually was our former manager at our office and was the person that actually hired Lizzie to come over to Coldwell Banker. So we want to do it just together and hang out. I'm sure we'll talk business, but it's not going to be a retreat or anything like that where we are planning goals or anything like that. It's just going to be to enjoy each other and our families and then relax a little bit.
You mentioned also having bonuses that you're going to pay out to your agents. Does that mean that the majority of your agents are receiving a salary as opposed to a commission?
No, that does not. It doesn't matter whether they are or aren't. Everybody is at different stages. And our goal is to add additional agents as time goes on. So everybody will be at different stages. But everybody participates in a bonus pool no matter where or what compensation plan they're on.
Liz, what drives you?
My husband. I'm kidding. That, Mike, I wish I had the answer to that question, to be honest with you. I have just always been driven. I am the youngest of five children, so I think that may have something to do with it. I was always having, I feel, to defend myself in a lot of ways, being the youngest. Always very athletic, grew up in a very athletic family, and I enjoy competition. And I guess the bottom line is I don't like to lose at anything.
Mike, what drives you?
You know, Mike, as I said earlier, I've been very fortunate to have some great mentors in the businesses that I've been in before. I've been so fortunate. I almost feel like you live in a dream right now. Lizzie and I had an opportunity before I got into real estate, when I mentioned we were flipping houses, to build our dream home. And we've had so many good things happen to us. I think now it's helping other people achieve their dreams and goals. The people that we have on our team right now, for example, Donna Marconi left the post office at 55 years old and started real estate from scratch. And as I said, we met in real estate class. Joey Farrell is 28 years old, always had a dream of being in real estate. And he's partnered up with Juliana, as I mentioned, it's 22 years old and loves the real estate business. And Laura Berger was a teacher in a bad area of town teaching and wanted to get out of that, wanted to get back into the real estate business. She has three kids, and we love seeing people achieve their dreams and goals. And we want to do everything that we can do to help them to do that.
Liz, why have you been so successful?
It's probably the drive. I do enjoy the business. I'm just a people person, and I like helping people have their dreams come true. Is the bottom line. It's the most expensive thing anybody's ever going to purchase. It's one of the most stressful things they're ever going to go through. And I just like to help people achieve that and try to make it as stressless as possible for them and to let them know that we can get through anything and we'll make it happen. And, you know, there'll be many times where a deal may fall apart because of a home inspection, and I'll say, you know what, that's okay. We'll find you the right home. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and we will do what we have to do to make that happen. And probably is being honest with your clients and explaining everything to them. Honesty and trust goes a long way in this business. And it's not about the bottom line to me. It's about getting them where they need to be.
Mike, why have you been successful?
In this business, Mike, I think the first thing is making, we have four pillars in our business, but the second pillar, we call it marketing/prospecting. To me, prospecting is kind of like, if you ever have to think about breathing, you're in bad shape. If you ever have to think about prospecting in this business or marketing, you're in bad shape. It almost has to be where you get to where it has to be reactive, but definitely putting time in for prospecting. I think the second thing is that we have studied real estate, study the statistics of the area, and to be prepared for any situation that we go into, whether it's a $100,000 listing or whether it's $1 million listing. We know and study the area and what absorption rates are, what's selling, what's not selling, and why. And then probably more importantly is finding something, that old scenario of that if you find something that you love to do, you'll never work another day in your life. And the real estate industry to me has been a godsend. I've had to recreate myself a couple of times. And as I said in the opening, that Lizzie was after me for a long time and I ran out of excuses. I really didn't understand the real estate business. It's a wonderful, wonderful business. As I say to all the people when we sit down the first time, is why did you get into the business, one? And probably more importantly, I always ask them, how many hours are there in a week? 7 times 24 is obviously 168. But we all have been given 168 hours for every week. I've seen single mothers come into this business and do it all, as you've seen. So everybody has a situation that's very, very similar to yours, or we can find somebody that's got a situation that's similar to yours. And it's just a matter of wanting it and wanting to be the best at what you do, not to beat people or anything like that. But I think that trying to be and serve people in a way, and if you serve enough people, you'll get everything that you want.
Liz, if you were going to advise a brand new agent just getting in the business, what would you tell them to do first?
I would probably make sure that they would hire or be interviewing with a company that offers training. I think training is key in this business, particularly with all that is out there. You know, coming from no training and then seeing the training that Coldwell Banker Preferred offers, I think is the key. And the continuing of the education, I think, is very, very wise. So I think education is key in reference to getting into this business. And you really have to be driven. You have to chase it. If you want it, it's there. But it's not easy. Everybody thinks it's so easy to go get a real estate license. It's easy to get the license. It's not easy to be successful in the business. You must be driven. You must have goals, and you must set them and do what it takes to get there.
Mike, do you have advice to a brand new agent just getting in the business? What would you tell them to do first?
I would say the first thing is always put prospecting, particularly when you start in the business, is 80% of your time, because that's really what you need to do, and you need to work to learn, not learn to work. Now, I know that maybe goes a little bit diametrically opposed to what Lizzie just said. I think that you need training, but I think so many people use that as an excuse as not to get out and go pursue. And then I think the second thing is that if you really want a long-term sustainable career here, is to find yourself or get yourself an assistant. As I said earlier, if you don't have an assistant, you are one. And when you really look at the people that succeed in this business, they treat it like a business. And if you're trying to do every aspect of the business, something's falling somewhere else. So I would say the second thing would be to get an assistant as soon as you possibly can. And then lastly, go for it. You can have anything that you want. You can achieve anything that you want in this business, whether it's three sides a year, or whether it's 300 sides a year, or I'm sure somebody's going to do 3,000 sides as a team here sooner or later, and there may be somebody out there that I don't know, but it really, whatever you want is there for you.
Do y'all think that top agent interviews like the one we're doing now with Mastermind Agent are valuable?
Absolutely.
Mike, I think that, as I said earlier, that my hat's off to you. What you've done and what you've provided for this industry is second to none, because I have not been in this business a long time, and the things that people have and the resources, the questions. I heard your first summit, and I don't know if you remember this. I wrote you an email, and I said, Mike, man, your questions are unbelievable. They're spot on. That was back in June or July of this past year, is the first exposure that I had to you and to the Mastermind concept. And anybody that's not utilizing it, I think, is crazy, because it takes away all the excuses. You'll find somebody that has a situation similar to yours, being an agent, whether you're brand new or whether you're a seasoned agent. I think that it's invaluable what you've done for the industry. I just thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit with the real estate community, and my hat's off to you and continued success, and keep doing what you're doing, because I think it's invaluable.
Well, Liz and Mike, you are on a fast pace. You doubled your sales volume and tripled your GCI last year and plan to double again this year. You built and trained a team to help you achieve your lofty goals, while helping the team members achieve their goals. You capitalized on your past clients while developing new lead generation models. You kept your expenses low and your profits high by prospecting instead of marketing. You are on a fast track and I expect to hear more amazing results in the future. Thank you for sharing and being our top agent of the month. And join us next call when we talk to an agent who sold 578 homes worth $194 million last year and was ranked the number one agent in the world for Keller Williams Realty 2 years in a row. Find out who he is on the next Success Call.
You've been listening to Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network, where top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.